Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're reading from the Bible. We're in the book of Deuteronomy. This is chapter 26. And there are 19 verses in this chapter. And this has to do with the harvest, which is always symbolic of harvesting souls. The Bible talks about the angels of the Lord putting in the sickle. And it's like God's farm. We plant. In other words, we sow the seeds of the Word of God, and then we water the seeds of the Word of God in humans by reading the Word of God. So the Word of God is the seed, and the Word of God is also the water. And then we keep watering with the Word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We keep watering the Word into by the Spirit, which is water, into the human soul. The Word, and then it grows up into a huge tree of faith, and it becomes mature faith, and the kind of faith that you can ask whatever you will, and if you have faith, you're going to do what the Lord says, because faith without works is dead, the Bible says. And also the Apostle James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. Because God tells us to work, and if we don't work, we don't eat, the New Testament tells us. And you shouldn't really be eating of the harvest unless, or the food that God gives, unless you are working for God. Now, the working for God is that He gives us, we're out in the world and we're not doing so well at all. Nah, we're dead in our sins and trespasses. And a lot of people can't seem to make ends meet. No matter how much they make, there's always some kind of adverse thing that comes to them, like the hospital bills, doctor bills, or a car wreck, or a lawsuit, and all the other things that can occur in a person's life, and that they live a meager life. But then the Lord, they find salvation, they come into the house of God, and they have everything. And there's no worries anymore. They never worry about food, clothing, a place to live, or anything. Eventually that happens as faith grows in you. And a lot of people get to thinking that they did it on their own. But no, the Lord has sown His kingdom into you by either Himself or through others, and or by you seeking the Lord by through His Word. And then the kingdom of heaven comes into you, and you start reaping the abundant blessings as you continue doing God's word. You continue reaping the blessings of the Lord that are abundant. And then also you have the knowledge that you have eternal life. And sometimes God blesses people so much that they get pulled away from the very duty that the Lord has told them to do. So, and they can't handle any other duty. Like the Lord has commanded me to, at one time, to write a tract every month, and then also to fast half the time, and also now to read the Bible to people, to be an older Christian to people, and to explain the Scriptures to them so that they can understand God and His Son, Christ Jesus. Because the Lord wants to harvest you eventually. And He wants you, because He's given you all these things, to give tithes and offerings to you so that in remembrance that God, what you have, God gave you anyway, and you're supposed to tithe. Otherwise, lest you forget where your blessings are coming from. And so He gives you all these things, and then a lot of people forget where it comes from. And so they think, well, I can't tithe because I don't have enough this week or month. And so we're going to hold back. Well, if you don't have, that's all the more reason why you should tithe, because the Lord gives back 100-fold more than you give. So anyone that's not being blessed, they're not tithing, because they're not giving back to God a part of that which He has given them already. Because we don't have anything unless the Lord gave it to us. Amen?
Amen.
So it's very important for you to remember to tithe. The Lord instructed, these are the instructions of the Lord before you go into the land, before you get into, you conquer Satan and enter into the kingdom of heaven, that realm which we are in now, and we get all the fatness, all the things that the Lord gives us for being saved, including eternal life, and then we start forgetting the pit that we were dug out of, and that we could never have what we have today if it weren't for our being saved, being in the kingdom of heaven, and being blessed by the Lord. And then a lot of people rise up and think that these things that they have were gotten by their own energy, their own strength, their own brains. But I thank and praise the Lord that no matter how much the Lord gives me, I realize all the more that it comes from Him. Amen?
Amen.
And that we have to give it back to Him. We have to build more churches and beautify the churches and keep the churches clean and to sow the Word of God into the brothers and sisters and be a good testimony before them. And also we must sow the Word of God into the world, because that's where the world is the field where we sow the seed, Jesus said. And then we have to water the Word. We have to keep going. We have to continue doing this until the end. We have to continue believing the Word of God by doing what He says. That shows Him that we believe Him, that we don't offend Him. So it's God's farm. It's a constant sowing, a constant watering, and then the angels do the harvesting at the end. Praise the Lord. Well, Father, we ask that You bless chapter 26 of Deuteronomy. And any commentary that You give me, Lord, I praise and thank You, Lord, for it. And I ask that You'll anoint with Your Spirit and let not anything that is said in this service not be of You. That everything that is said is of You, Father, in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Lord, also I ask that You open the ears and the hearts of everyone that hears these tapes, that they'll receive it into their heart as the only truth, the truth of the Word of God, the only truth in the universe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go. Verse 1, chapter 26, Deuteronomy.
Okay, the harvest, offerings, and tithes. And it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possessest it, and dwellest therein, verse 2, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt put it in a basket, and shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place His name there.
Right, now that shows when, if you've ever raised a garden before, you know that the first of the garden that comes up is the very best. It tastes the best, it's fresh, it's like so good. I remember from the garden that I grew in Lewistown, Montana, right next to our house, when I was just a real young boy, that I planted every kind of vegetable there is, including potatoes. And I remember going out and pulling up one of the potato plants, and there was just like, it seemed like 100 potatoes right in that plant there. All different sizes, small ones, medium-sized ones, a few large ones, and just all kinds of them. And I took them inside the house just off that one plant. And my mother was sleeping. It was early in the morning. And I did something I wasn't supposed to do. I washed them, and then I sliced them up like for fried potatoes. And then I put butter in the pan and lit the fire and fried those fresh potatoes. And then put salt and pepper on them. That was the best I ever tasted in my life. It was so good. And that's what the Lord wants you to do, is give Him the best of everything that you have, the first fruit. Amen?
Amen.
And then when He sees that you know that He blessed the crop in the first place, or blessed whatever you're doing in the first place, that you don't hold anything back. You give it to God, because you wouldn't have it in the first place if it wasn't for God. It's like Jesus even told the rulers, He said, you wouldn't be able to do anything to me if it hadn't been for my Father letting you do this. My Father is letting you do this to me. No one can take my life. I lay it down, and I'll raise it up. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So give the Lord the first of everything. And that's what it's saying right here. Go ahead.
Verse 3. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us.
In other words, I remember that I came into the land that God promised that he was going to give to our ancestors, and here we have it now. And I know that so much that I'm bringing the first fruits of everything I have into the house of God. So we wouldn't have this land or these houses or all this abundance if it wasn't for God. Then what?
Verse 4, And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. Verse 5, And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, A Syrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt, and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. Verse 6, And the Egyptians evil entreated us, and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. Verse 7,
Now because we're in another person's country, other people's country, now we've got our own country, and we are a nation inside of all these nations in the world. We're a new nation, a holy priesthood, where God made us kings and priests, right? So we're different now, different than anybody else in the whole world. Then what?
Verse 7.
And we have to remember that and give tithes unto the Lord so that this new nation can exist and prosper. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression.
And this is just the first of the times that the children of Israel sinned and then cried unto God and God delivered them. In the book of Judges, this happened 6 or 7 times. Yeah, right in a row, just one time after the other. And then what?
Verse 8, And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders.
I say he delivered out of a land that they did not want to let them go and gave them their own land. And it belongs to them, a nation of people. And that's what he's given us, is the kingdom of heaven. That's our own land and nobody else, no evil person or any sin can enter it. And that's what I love about it, because I don't want to be in an area eternally with anything that is sin or evil. I don't want to. I will not be, and God, thank God, he promises that nothing evil will be there, only happiness and joy, and eternal life and eternal youth. Amen?
Amen.
And no suffering or pain, and nothing but joy and happiness. Then what?
Verse 9, And he hath brought us into this place, and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey.
And he given it to us, and he's given, that's all symbolic of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he's given it to us, and some people just, you know, they murmur and complain and lie about people and bring false accusations and even contend with the pastors that are leading, attempting to lead them into the kingdom of God. And God is not going to allow such things to enter. They've gone too far. They go too far when they do that. Is there no remembrance of that which God has done unto them? They don't pay any attention to the things that God allows them to harvest, okay? And so they don't sow back to the Lord, and so they don't reap anything from him but death and hell and an eternity of the lake of fire. Then what?
Verse 10, And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me.
See, this person that says that is a good person, because it says, I'm giving you back what you gave to me, Lord, the first of, not the blemished ones and the bruised ones, or a cow that's blind and can't walk or walks sideways and wheezes and breathes out of its side, you know, and it's got some kind of, one of the horns is falling off it or something. But this has to be perfect, amen?
Amen.
Because God gives us the perfect kingdom of heaven. He's given us his perfect self, and he wants perfection out of us. And if you give anything imperfect to the Lord, then you're imperfect. And he knows it. And you're not going to reap anything but imperfection. And there's nothing but imperfection in the pit of hell and the lake of fire. And nothing but grief and sorrow and pain, anguish, misery, and the worst tribulations that there's no mind or that could ever even imagine such a thing that's there. It's evil, horrible, and God is enlarging hell for all the people that think differently than he does. God wants people to think as he does. Not as this lesbian that was on television that says, well, I just was raised that God is love. She didn't say it. I was raised according to the Bible, which says that God is love, he's hate, he's full of indignation against people that believe the way she does and the way other people believe that they can commit adultery, and it's intriguing and all this sort of stuff. But we just want to believe the way we want to. And I just can't receive a God that is love and wrath. Well, you're just cutting your own throat, lady. And all you homosexuals out there, God can forgive you. But you have to humble yourself and remember that this is a demon that's in you. And you need to ask Jesus to cast it out. Amen? So that you can have this perfect placed to abide in the kingdom of heaven forever. Otherwise, you're just going to go to hell in the lake of fire. There's no other way. All right, so go ahead.
Behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given me.
What a gracious person. What a person that remembers what God has done. And then what?
And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God.
Yeah, worship, why? Because you didn't have anything before. You were a stinking slave before. And now God has made you a new creature, and you're free from sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave, and everything. And you're not even thankful. You bring a piece of garbage to him. Well, you're a piece of garbage then. Then what else?
Verse 11, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee.
Right. Don't forget that God gave it to you, and rejoice and be thankful for it, because God will curse you if you don't have a thankful heart and appreciate what he's done for you. And we can all look around and just start counting all the evil in the world. But, I mean, we need to see the things that the Lord has done for us. Remember that if you weren't here, you'd be out in the world. Now, Sue Davis called up today, Don Davis's wife, and says, help me, I can't find God. Pray for me. And she says, the person says, well, you got to get a hold of God. I try, but I can't. Why? Because her husband sabotaged the place, and she's standing up for him. And they stated that they were very upset because some of the sisters were telling me the things that needed to be done at the house. And they both started calling those sisters of the devil because they were doing what the pastor said to do. And so they had to go. They can't be in the church and be telling people to do the opposite of what the Lord tells them to do and know God. So she doesn't know God. She's just finally admitting it. All right? I don't want them back. God doesn't want them back. And if they seek for the Lord, I don't know if he'll even let them either, because they love to sabotage the church while they were here. Even they're training their son to do the same thing. Little JJ says that Liz is of the devil because she reported what Tony wanted to know at the house over there on 16th Street. Why, you have to get out of here, all right? You're not thankful for what you got. Now maybe you'll remember when you're out there and you haven't got a job and you've got all those kids to take care of. And you don't have people babysitting for you, cooking your food and washing your dishes and everything. You got to do all that yourself instead of laying in the sack all day. Yes, now she says, I can't find God. Well, sister, you were not with God when you were here. That's why you're out. And the Lord told me to put you out. All right, then what else?
And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house.
That's what I do. I rejoice because the Lord gave us these houses for people to live in and gave us gymnasiums and the churches to worship him in and all sorts of things, and the television recording facilities, churches all over the world, and they're not happy about that. They just want to leave the thing to be a pig pen. They don't want it to be a testimony unto the Lord. So, good riddance to bad rubbish. All right, then what else?
Thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given
unto
thee.
That's a commandment. Amen. Rejoice instead of complain and murmur. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what else?
And unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. Verse 12. When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled.
And why shouldn't you give to the poor and to the strangers when everything you have was given to you? Amen?
Amen.
And that shows, like, see, that's God. He gave you all this stuff, and then then when people are in need, you hang on to it. And you don't, work is giving things to people and everything, and then you just get a scissor grip and an arm lock on everything you got, and you won't let it go. And then if the church is doing that, you are upset because the church is giving something away to the poor. You're evil if you think that way. All right, then what? Now go into the translation.
Okay. Verse 1 through 12. The harvest, offerings, and tithes. When you arrive in the land the Lord your God is giving you as a special possession, and you have conquered it and settled there. Verse 2. Put some of the first produce from each harvest into a basket and bring it to the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored.
I remember when I was a kid, the best things I had to eat were the things that I planted in my own little garden out there. And a lot of times people don't have what they want to eat in this world. Most of the people in the world, probably 99% of them, go to sleep hungry at night. And a lot of them are starving to death now. There's famines and all the other pestilences and things like that. And there's a lot of people that have money, big money, and they can't eat what they want, like Rockefeller. The old man Rockefeller, he had what he thought was all the money in the world, but he couldn't eat a nice big juicy steak. He had to drink milk, and it had to be a special kind of milk, mother's milk. He had to hire pregnant women, women that had just given birth, and they would pump their breasts and sell him pints of milk, and he'd have to drink that. That's all he could eat. So don't think that if you make a lot of money that you're going to be able to eat what you want. And even if you are, when you're poor, don't think that you're going to eat what you want to either, because even if you're standing in the soup lines, you might get a bowl of soup and you might get some government cheese and flour and sugar. But remember, that stuff isn't necessarily that good for you. So that isn't really the blessings of God. The government, it's impossible for any government in the world, especially this beast, one world, united government, to bless you. Not even at all in comparison to what God can do for you. It can't give you eternal life, and it can't give you come unto the Lord and see all the things he gives you, if you'll just serve him. All right, and then what else?
Verse 3. Go to the priest that's in charge at that time and say to him, quote, with this gift I acknowledge that the Lord your God has brought me into the land he swore to give our ancestors, unquote. Verse 4. The priest will then take the basket from your hand and set it before the altar of the Lord your God. Verse 5. You must then say in the presence of the Lord your God, quote, my ancestor Jacob was a wandering Aramean who went to live in Egypt. His family was few in number, but in Egypt they became a mighty and numerous nation. Verse 6. When the Egyptians mistreated and humiliated us by making us their slaves, verse 7, we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. He heard us and saw our hardship, toil, and oppression. Verse 8. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with amazing power, overwhelming terror and miraculous signs and wonders. Verse 9, He brought us to this place and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey! Exclamation mark.
Milk and honey again means a land with everything in it. And what?
Verse 10, And now, O Lord, I have brought you a token of the first crops you have given me from the ground. Unquote.
He admits that God gave it to him. Then what else?
Then place the produce before the Lord your God and worship him.
See, the very air, every breath that you breathe comes from the Lord. You don't have anything, even a breath, if it isn't for the Lord. And you should be thankful for it. Okay, then what?
Verse 11. Afterward, go and celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. Remember to include the Levites and the foreigners living among you in the celebration period. Verse 12. Every third year you must offer a special tithe of your crops. You must give these tithes to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, so that they will have enough to eat in your towns. King James Version, verse 13. Then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite, and unto the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them.
I have remembered where all this came from you. I wouldn't have even one carrot if it wasn't for you, or a radish. Okay, then what?
Verse 14. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Verse 15. Look down from thy holy habitation, from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Verse 16. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul.
So you need to do these things every day of your life when you see the hungry, and you have to be concerned about the needy and those that are sick. And okay, now translation.
Verse 13 through 16. Then you must declare in the presence of the Lord your God, quote, I have taken this sacred gift from my house and have given it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, just as you commanded me. I have not violated or forgotten any of your commands. Verse 14. I have not eaten any of it while in mourning. I have not touched it while I was ceremonially unclean. And I have not offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God and have done everything you commanded me. Verse 15. Look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you have given us, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as you solemnly promised our ancestors. The call to obey the Lord's commands. Verse 16. Today the Lord your God has commanded you to obey all these laws and regulations. You must commit yourself to them without reservation. King James Version, verse 17. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day.
Yeah, and some people will say, I will not. When you will not enter heaven, and you will not be blessed in this world, and you will be stricken down. So, you know, you think that democracy tells you that you're just your own man, your own woman, your own person, but you're not. And I'm sorry that I'm sad that you have believed that lie, but start believing the Lord so you can be saved and blessed. Then what?
Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. Verse 18. And the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments. Verse 19. And to make thee high above all nations which he hath made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken.
Now translated.
Verse 17 through 19. You have declared today that the Lord is your God. You have promised to obey his laws, commands, and regulations by walking in his ways and doing everything he tells you. Verse 18. The Lord has declared today that you are his people, his own special treasure, just as he promised, and that you must obey all his commands. Verse 19. And if you do, he will make you greater than any other nation. Then you will receive praise, honor, and renown. You will be a nation that is holy to the Lord your God, just as he promised. Unquote.
Right. Now, before I was saved, all I did is mainly did promotions for people and made some big successes out of people all over the country and their products to be number one. And that's about all it amounted to, and I'd get some kind of compensation for it. But now the Lord has made me large, and I can talk to presidents and kings and let the Word of God talk down to them and show them what they are. I've been accused, falsely accused, lied about. Susie and myself have been lied about a lot, and we've been persecuted a lot. But the things that they lied about us, I can honestly tell you, are dirty lies. And I'm not a liar. My name is not Bill Clinton. My name is Tony Alamo, okay? When I'm telling you something, it's the truth. All right? And now we have I've done enough commentary so that we'll only do about one line of commentary this evening.
26, verse 12. A tithing ceremony was to begin the third year in Canaan. This offering of first fruits, verses 1 through 11, began the first year.
Praise the Lord. Well, that was chapter 26 of Deuteronomy, the 19 verses and one line of commentary, not including all the other commentary I gave you throughout the message. But consider, remember the pit that you were dug out of. Remember that everything that you have today, God gave it to you. And he'll give you more. The more you love him and keep all of his commandments, the more he's going to bless you here on earth. And the more sure you're going to be that you're going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Concentrate on that. Think about it all day long. Meditate on it. That means think about it. And you'll surely be blessed. Till chapter 27, be blessed and praise the Lord. Amen.